This is Afternoons with Sonia Feldoff.
Sonia.
On ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
It's 10 minutes to 3. Now, we are encouraging you, as we've been saying right across ABC Radio Adelaide, as we prepare to celebrate our 90th birthday here at the ABC. Do you have 90 minutes of your time that you could donate, that you could volunteer and help someone else, something else, some organisation, some environmental project? I tell you what, you can make a huge difference, and you can make a difference to someone's day just by turning up and having a chat. Jane Muzzera joins me now. She's Chief Executive of Council on the Ageing. Hello, Jane.
Good afternoon, Sonia.
You've got a special program and you're looking for 80 special people. What do these people need to do?
Really, they need to enjoy another person's company for an hour, once a week, once a fortnight. Our code of visitors visit older people either in an aged care facility or in their own home. And we match them by suburb but also by interest. So, you know, we have 50 people who are already receiving a regular visitor. We've got 80 more who've said, I'm worried. My life is getting really lonely. For a whole variety of reasons, I would love somebody to call in on a regular basis. And so we're trying to match those 80 with 80 people.
Yeah. And this is the important thing, isn't it, that we all have a need to be connected in some ways, and everyone has different needs about what that might be. But as you get older, a lot of perhaps the ways you normally would be connected are removed from you, either family move interstate or, friends are no longer with you anymore. Maybe you're in a position where it's very difficult to make friends again at that stage in life.
Yes, and often that's all this becomes. It is literally people whose social lives have got much smaller, so less ability to get out and about, less capacity to get out and about. People who've lost a partner, or even neighbourhoods changing, so long-term neighbours who move away, or they've moved to, you know, a place away from neighbours. And it's just really tough to reconnect with people on a regular basis. And, you know, we think it's incredibly brave for this 80 people to ring up and say, it is lonely, I would love somebody to drop by on a regular basis.
So you've got 80 people who are sitting there going, I really would love to see somebody on a semi-regular basis. Can you find me someone? And that's what you're asking for, the people who might just pop along. What would you do you think?
So people do all sorts of things. So some of them play board games. Some of them have a chat through the election. There were lots of political conversations, sometimes watching a footy replay together. I mean, swapping gardening or cooking tips, anything really. But it depends very much. What we try and do is match people by proximity, but also by interest. So where we think there's a bit of a person's life that might resonate with a visitor, we have a go at making a match.
All right. Well, have a think about that. As you're listening to what Jane Muzzard has to say there, and there are people there who really want to reach out and make a connection. Could you be the person for them? Now, as I understand it, there are opportunities available in all areas of our suburbs, whether it be north, south, east or west, whether it be on our peninsulas, in the hills, lots of different areas where this might happen. Among the people doing this already is Peter Rogers. Peter joins us now. Peter, in fact, you're with your 99-year-old friend that you visit, Jack. Hello, Peter.
Hello. Yes, I am actually. I visit him every Wednesday. We meet regularly at 2 o'clock, and I'm here with him now.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Peter, what made you decide to take this opportunity up?
Well, it was one of those things. I was out for lunch with a chap. I would meet him he was a friend of mine. I would meet him every Friday, and we'd have lunch and a chat. And he mentioned to me, he said, do you do this with anyone else? I said, no. And he said, why did you become a volunteer and do it? You seem to enjoy doing it. I said, well, yeah, I've got the time. So I did. I went home and I went online and I searched volunteers in SA. And COTA came up, and I'd heard of COTA. And I thought it would be a good organisation to contact. I did. They found me, Jack, and Jack found me.
And what do you and Jack do together?
We sit down and solve the world's problems.
Oh, well, that's good. We need someone doing that.
No, he's very articulate.
I'm glad you're onto it because I don't have time, all right?
Oh, there's a lot of us out there trying to do that. No, Jack and I, we both write. We're both writers. Jack goes along to a writing group every month, and he's a very good writer. And I'm helping him to tell his story, his life story, which he records. I take a copy of his recording and I send it off to COTA because I have a volunteer there who transcribes it for Jack.
Oh, how wonderful.
He's got that story for his grandchildren.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you said you're there with Jack. Can you put him on?
Yeah, hang on. Jack? Sonia wants to talk to you.
Yes, Sonia.
Hello, Jack. How important is it to have Peter come and visit you every week?
It is very, very important indeed. Unfortunately, in my case, my physicality hasn't kept up with my mentality. And as a result of that, I'm stuck half the time, or virtually more than half the time, with nothing to do because my mind being active wants me to be doing things that a 99-year-old can't do.
Well, Jack, and Peter's told us you're solving the world's problems.
Well, we will in time. I mean, it's going to take a few weeks, but but hopefully by then we'll have the answer to all the world's problems.
We won't rush you then.
But having him come is really wonderful, and I look forward to that as well as the better days of my week. I do have a lot of help, I'm pleased to say. Most people are very kind and considerate, and they do offer a lot of help. But there are lots of times when being on my own, having lost my darling wife a few years ago, has become very arduous and very difficult to cope with. And I endeavour to do the most of anything that I can and keep my mind occupied 99% of the time of the day and night, and it becomes difficult at times. But he's a wonderful man. He knows a lot more than I know, and I'm gradually filching a bit here and there off him. But, yes, it's amazing to have him here, and I couldn't do without him. Don't tell him I said that.
Okay, though. Jack, just between you and me. Good on you. Thanks for that, Jack. Can you put Peter back on the phone for us?
I will, yes.
Thank you. Oh, how wonderful is Jack? Peter.
That's only half the story.
you've got your work cut out there keeping up with him. Peter, it sounds like a wonderful thing you do, and obviously you get something back from that as well.
Look, you've got no idea. It's great for me too. I mean, we do connect on a really good, intellectually, philosophically, but also... we do have our differences, and I love coming to see him because it really cements in my mind that just visiting someone can bring so much joy to people, for both of us.
Peter Rogers, look, thank you. What a wonderful... Peter volunteers, sees Jack each week. Jack's 99 years old, so that's something that you could think about doing. 80 people are waiting for something like that, a regular visitor to them. You may be one of those people who thinks they can help out on that front. Jane Muzzard, if this is kind of tickling someone's mind and saying, yeah, that might be something I could do, what do they do to go about it?
So give us a ring on 8232 0422, or go onto our website. There's a place to register on our website if that's how you prefer. But we'd love to hear from you. As I say, we've got 50 people being visited on a regular basis and 80 waiting. So it really works to make the difference in a lonely week.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good on you, Jane. Jane Muzzard, Chief Executive of Council on the Ageing. Oh, gosh, makes me want to go and chat to Jack too. He sounds like fun. Deb says, Jack sounds just lovely. What a spirit. And Peter sounds like a wonderful man too. And Rick at Hope, what a great story. Fabulous. Love it.